state regulators make a decision on a utility review. A foreign trade zone in Oklahoma won an award, and an iconic sign along Route 66 is getting an upgrade. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, December 12th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission spent months on OG&E's latest case, but consumer groups recently asked for a redo. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports commissioners denied the request during their Thursday meeting.
The case that wrapped up in November allowed OG&E to expand its energy generation by building new natural gas units and buying power from another company. The commissioners approved those expenses but denied the utility's request to start charging residents for new construction before completion. Oklahoma Industrial Energy Consumers and AARP went back to the OCC after that decision to see if the regulators would reconsider the case. They say those projects will lead to rates that are, quote, excessive and unreasonable. Commissioner Brian Bingman says,
"We've got enough information that we don't want to rehash any of this anymore."
Bingman and Chairman Kim David voted yes on the order to deny the request. Commissioner Todd Hyatt voted no, saying he wants to see more consumer protections. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
About an hour's drive outside Oklahoma City is one of the first active foreign trade zones in Indian Country. As Sarah Lisi reports, the Citizen Potawatomi Nation's Iron Horse Industrial Park can help companies find stability amid fluctuating tariffs.
Vedrana Malakovic points to a Customs and Border Protection cage surrounded by fencing.
So everything that's behind the Customs and Border Protection cage is an active area.
Products that are housed or manufactured on indigenous land in an FTZ remain exempt from U.S. tariffs, as long as they remain in the foreign trade zone.
One way to deal with the tariffs is mitigating them and making sure that your company knows what's coming. That way you can handle all the ups and downs, and that's what foreign trade zone is for.
Because the Citizen Potawatomi Nation's Iron Horse is one of the first tribal nations in the U.S. with an activated FTZ, they were recently recognized by the Harvard Project's Honoring Nations Program, an award for tribal governance excellence. In Shawnee, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Honoring Nations also recognized the Cherokee Nation this year for its College of Osteopathic Medicine, the only tribally affiliated medical school in the U.S. Over the last 2 weeks, gifts from billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott have been rolling into Oklahoma colleges and universities. Grayson Wheeler has details.
Scott's foundation, Yield Giving, lists 11 gifts totaling $165 million to Oklahoma higher education institutions this year. The schools are clustered in the eastern half of the state, and all but two are two-year colleges. $141 million are going to eight schools overseen by the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education. That's nearly 60% of the state's budget for those schools in fiscal year 2025. Scott helped found Amazon and was married to Jeff Bezos for 26 years. She and Yield Giving have not publicly shared details about how they selected the schools and determined the size of each donation. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
For more information on which schools received gifts, visit kgou.org. A historic landmark on Route 66 in Clinton will soon undergo renovations. Miranda Martinez reports.
The Glancy Motor Hotel's original sign will be restored and installed at the Oklahoma Route 66 Museum in Clinton after receiving a grant from the Route 66 Revitalization Program. The grant totals over $71,000 for the iconic sign. The Glancy Motor Hotel opened in 1950 and became a well-known stop for travelers along the Mother Road. After losing traffic to highway construction, the hotel closed in the 1970s. In 2023, the hotel was torn down, leaving only its sign standing. The Friends of the Oklahoma Route 66 Museum will provide a new base and plaque for the sign, highlighting its history along the interstate. The sign should be restored and installed in the museum during the spring of 2026, the 100th year of Route 66. I'm Miranda Martinez.
The Oklahoma Route 66 Museum is part of the Oklahoma Historical Society and focuses on showcasing Oklahoma's history with Route 66. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.